Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is a few tidbits in the natural realm you can choose from to benefit your heart health, with an emphasis on blood pressure reduction. The first of these is hibiscus tea, called sour tea in the Middle East, where it's considered a staple. Just 3 cups of this a day can lower your blood pressure by 10 points, according to a couple of recent studies. It took 6 weeks to achieve this in some of the subjects, so give it that much time. This really is the most exciting blood pressure lowering study I've seen in a long time, so ask your doctor if it makes sense for you. Another natural fruit that can help some people with their blood pressure is bonito, which is a fish used in Japanese cuisine as a condiment. This is also called shaved fish, as it comes in very thin and light flakes, and it seems that the proteins in bonito have a blood pressure lowering effect. And if you don't care for the taste of this, it's been made into a supplemental capsule. It kind of tastes like bacon, but like hibiscus, contains no fat to worry about. You probably already know about red wine as a heart fitness enhancer, and now dark chocolate. But if you're concerned about not being able to use these in the moderation that's absolutely required to benefit, flavanols, the healthy compounds found in red wine and chocolate, are also in tea, onions, and cranberries. In fact, vitamin C-containing foods in general help cardiovascular health, especially by improving cholesterol levels, both lowering the so-called bad cholesterol, the LDL, and even raising the good cholesterol, HDL. Some researchers even consider raising the HDL so important that you could even cancel a negative risk factor, such as high blood pressure or increasing age. Here's where exercise can play a part, as this also increases HDL. While aerobic exercise has gotten most of the attention as an overall fitness enhancer, there's evidence that the other kind, anaerobic exercise, has been overlooked to our detriment. That is, some researchers are finding out that you may get more benefit from this in certain key ways. One of these is that you may be able to exercise for less time to get the same benefit. Anaerobic exercise also may be more beneficial for weight loss. This type of exercise includes sprinting and weightlifting. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.